Wirex hits 2B annualized card spend, doubling in 110 days. Wirex says its card has reached an annualized spend run rate of roughly $2 billion, a figure the company posted on August 1, 2026, from its official account. July drove the number. More than $160 million in on-chain card spend during the month pushed the annualized run rate to about $2 billion, 8 months after the relaunched product went live. The claim comes directly from Wirex, so treat the totals as vendor-reported rather than independently audited. There is no third-party settlement report attached, and annualized here means July's volume projected across 12 months, not $2 billion already settled. The pace Wirex is claiming by Wirex's own account, the card hit $1 billion in cumulative spend in 131 days, which the company describes as the fastest in the sector. Roughly 110 days after that, it says the run rate had nearly doubled to the current $2 billion mark. That is a steepening curve rather than a linear one. The second billion of run rate arrived in less calendar time than the first. Milestone posts like this are marketing, and the fastest in the industry line is Wirex's framing, not a verified ranking. The underlying data point that matters is the July figure of $160 million plus in on-chain card spend, since that is a monthly number rather than a projection. On-chain settlement is the detail worth reading. Wirex specifically counts on-chain card spend, which ties to the relaunched Wirex One model. The current product settles from user-held balances through a self-custody setup, so transactions leave an on-chain trail rather than sitting entirely inside a closed custodial ledger. For readers, that distinction matters more than the headline dollar figure. On-chain settlement means the spend is at least externally observable, unlike volumes that live only on a provider's internal books. It also separates this milestone from exchange card announcements that bundle general payment activity. The number Wirex cites is card spend, not total wallet or trading throughput, the durability read for cardholders. A rising spend run rate does not change fees, cashback rates, or country availability on its own, so existing Wirex users see no direct change from this post. The practical read is about durability. A card program processing $160 million in a single month is one that issuers and networks are more likely to keep supporting, which is not a trivial point in a year that has already seen the ReadyCard halt as its issuer wound down and Solflare paused its card after a partner exit. Volume is not the same as unit economics. High spend can coexist with thin margins, and Wirex did not disclose active user counts, average transaction size, or how much of the $160 million came from a small set of heavy spenders. Growth in a custodial or hybrid card also carries counterparty exposure. Throughput says nothing about reserve backing, and balances held with any provider can be frozen if that provider hits trouble. For anyone weighing the Wirex standard card or a higher tier, the milestone is a signal of momentum, not a reason to pick it over rivals. Fees, FX handling, and per-tier cashback still decide whether the card fits a given spending pattern.